Yesterday's shootings at the Washington Navy Yard is a scenario that's left many of us asking, what would I do in a situation like that? In particular, what are the tools and protocols for federal managers who find themselves caught in an emergency situation? Charlie Allen is the former Undersecretary for Intelligence and Analysis at the Homeland Security Department. He's now a principal at the Chertoff Group, and he joins us now. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
So, first of all, just tell us, what are the current protocols and best practices? What do you do in a crazy situation like what happened yesterday at the Navy Yard?
Well, that was such a dramatic, unexpected activity, but there are protocols in place for all government employees in issues like that. First, of course, there is excellent security at military facilities. The Navy Yard, which I have been to many times, has incredibly good security. The individual involved here evidently had appropriate identification and somehow entered the building before he began this incredible rampage. But there are very quick response capabilities. The people are well-trained. The fact that we had the response and the first responders were there within 7 minutes, beginning to confront the gunman, I think is truly remarkable. There's also tremendous ways of moving information quickly around individual buildings. Every federal facility has an evacuation plan, emergency plan, shelter-in-place plan. We are a whole different government from where we were on September the 11th, where we were fairly hapless. We had total disorder. Today, we have very, very good plans, and all employees are instructed on how to handle varying situations. The best thing to do is shelter in place until the authorities take down any individuals who's threatening.
And what about federal and local officials and the interaction there? I mean, yesterday the shooting was done apparently by a U.S. Park Service officer and a Metropolitan Police officer. Not quite certain what park police were doing when there's Navy security. There's probably 15 police departments in Washington, given all the federal jurisdiction. So how should they interact, and what's the protocol there?
Well, the protocol there is, of course, it was on a federal facility, but the District of Columbia Police responded, as well as the Park Police, who I'm sure were in the vicinity, to confront the gunman. It's a totally different environment from where we were in September the 11th, where we did not have this kind of structure and organization and rapid response. We also did not have any understanding of how to hold, get the people working together. I think when Chief Lanier was speaking, she had the mayor, she had Elmer Holmes Norton, the FBI appeared, the military security officials were there. We had a very orderly and informed way of helping the public understand what to do, areas to avoid, streets shut down. And there were risks initially because there's always a fog of an event like this, and there were potentially a couple of other gunmen. I think where we are today and the information sharing between, for example, the District of Columbia and all the military facilities here in the district is just remarkable. They have a fusion center. Chief Lanier has an emergency operations capability that is second to none. And I believe the city handled this remarkably well.
We're speaking with Charlie Allen, former Undersecretary for Intelligence and Analysis at Homeland Security Department, now a principal at the Chertoff Group. Well, are we learning from 9/11, or are we learning from incidents like the Virginia Tech shooting?
I think we've learned from both. I went through the agony of the Virginia Tech shooting, which was not handled well, either by federal, state, or local. Many lessons were learned from that and other shooting events that have occurred. But we also have learned from the threat of terrorism and to put into place the fusion centers, the emergency operations centers, how to share information between federal, state, and local, which we did not have in September 11th, 2001. We didn't know how to share information at the state level and local level in the most labored, manual way. Today it happens very rapidly and very quickly and very efficiently.
Charlie, I want to ask you, we've been talking about the response to yesterday's shooting, but I want to ask you about the prevention angle of it, because I think at least the thought that went through my head, me speaking personally, was, oh, no, not again, because we had just seen other mass shootings at an elementary school and so forth. And then you think, really, on a federal, on a military base? What comes across your mind when you think, wow, this mass shooting happened on a military facility?
That is surprising, because you can't take weapons in. You may have a weapon in your car, but getting into a building is very hard with the weapon. But they do not have magnetometers. The people there have clearances at some level, administrative clearances or security clearances. The person doing the shooting evidently had a secret clearance, so he had some credibility. It is virtually impossible to stop each and every attack, and this one was premeditated, planned murder, and he was successful in killing 12 people.
Now, some of the information coming out about Alexis say that he had severe psychological problems. The company that he worked for told the Washington Post this morning, or yesterday, it was reported this morning, that he had just had his security clearance renewed. Given this, and given the Edward Snowden affair, different domain, it seems like the missing link in a lot of these cases is security clearance and what information is known about people for security clearance purposes.
Yes, and to have a secret level clearance, he probably was working on non-sensitive IP. Information technology type work. It was probably
NMCI.
It was a name check, essentially. And for whatever reason, some of his background, including brushes with police departments in the past, did not come out. For the top secret SCI clearances, believe me, that is an incredibly rigorous process, and we all go through it at CIA. Of course, I underwent the polygraph several times. But for the secret level clearance, it is a different standard. Snowden went through a very different process, and we have work to do in this. I sit as the head of a security clearance reform council, policy reform council of the Intelligence and National Security Alliance, and we are working on ways with the Director of National Intelligence to further improve the security clearance process.
We're going to have you back on that subject, because I think that's one worth exploring. In the meantime, Charlie Allen is a principal at the Chertoff Group, former Undersecretary for Intelligence and Analysis at Homeland Security. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Enjoy it.